You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Some random facts for Wednesday.
Okie doke.
The $1 bill has lots of things in groups of 13 to represent the 13 original colonies. There are, for instance, 13 stars on the front and back, 13 levels on the pyramid on the seal, and the eagle on the back is holding 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves.
I don't think I ever knew that.
I never knew that. I didn't know. The country of Monaco is so small it could fit into Central Park in New York. Twice.
Twice. I mean, I knew it was small.
It's small. Before Mussolini got into politics and became a fascist dictator, he was a teacher.
Was he a fascist dictator teacher?
I'm beginning to wonder, right? And a lightning bolt is hotter than the surface of the sun.
Woo.
How do they measure this crap? Lightning can be over 53,000 degrees, and the sun's surface is about 10,000.
You don't want to be got by the lightning.
You don't want to be got by either or. So there
well,
you
that's
go.
That's true.
Random facts for today. It is time for the Who Cares News. What is happening?
Well, if you missed it, Will and Grace will be back for its final season next Thursday night.
Whatever.
I haven't watched the reboot.
Look, here's the deal about Will and Grace.
Do you want to?
Here's the deal about Will and Grace. I watched some of the reboot, the first season, which was about a couple of years ago, right? And it's like the same crap rehashed 10 years later or 15 years later. And they're old. They're all old. Come on now. There's nothing fun about being old. I know that. I'm old. I'm in that category. And I don't care for it. I really don't.
You don't want to do a reboot of your
at
your age?
No, I know. I would like to do a reboot of my younger years and stay in my younger years.
Well, yes. As if they haven't jumped the shark already.
Right.
And the new promo on NBC.
Uh-huh.
The shark's jumping through hoops, left and right. Left shark's jumping, right shark's jumping, baby shark's
all
jumping.
All the sharks be jumping.
Grace reveals she's pregnant.
What?
And she reveals that she's old.
She is old.
She's
got to be
pregnant.
Like, she's got to be Janet Jackson old. You know?
Probably.
I think she's
having
50, right? Having a kid.
Ugh.
I wonder if she's pregnant in real life, which would also be weird. I don't know.
That would be.
I don't know.
Naturally, there's all the best jokes from the premiere episode.
They're in the promo.
Those are in the promo.
They're always in the promo.
That's like, for sure.
You don't need to watch the episode because you got all the good jokes.
That's true.
All the good jokes in 30 seconds or less.
That's what they do when they promo movies that they don't think are going to be
that
great.
I know, right?
They just show all the good jokes.
Yeah.
That's about it.
No need to see the movie. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it.
So if you've been watching, you might recall last season, mild spoiler alert,
which
I didn't know.
Okay.
So I've already spoiled myself. That Grace was dating David Schwimmer's character.
Wow, he's got work.
But he left him for the guy from Veep.
Oh, okay.
So the producers say this is the final season for the show. After 11 seasons, Will and Grace and Jack and Karen will ride off into the sunset.
As old...
...
Old Gen Xers.
Yes.
Well, until they come back in 10 years with Will and Grace... And the home.
Or they could still be in their apartments. Like they could actually have apartments on the same floor and they can have a caretaker.
I was gonna say
two.
Home health.
Yeah, they could they would have their like private caregivers going back and forth, and that would be more characters in the show. But I don't know.
You know what, I think Jack would have the really hot young gay guy as his caretaker.
Yeah. Yes, he would.
You know what, it came back on, I thought, you know, NBC has lost all credibility. But then in my mind now, as things have transpired at NBC over the last few years, they lost all credibility long ago. So, Will and Grace, let's put that on. People will watch that crap.
But every station's doing it.
Every channel.
And now there's one called Nancy Drew. It's not on NBC.
Remember Pamela Sue Anderson? Martin. Pamela Sue Martin.
Oh.
Pamela Sue
Martin.
Yes,
Pamela Sue Martin.
She was a cutie. And then nothing.
Yeah, she's okay.
Nothing after that. She was done.
All
over.
The same time as
did
the Hardy
Did she do
Boys
any love boats? I don't know if she did any
I don't
love
think
boats.
So.
I don't know.
Well, the plot continues to thicken for Matt Lauer.
Like, oh, speaking of NBC.
Speaking of NBC.
Yeah.
NBC. You know, let's see here. There's just been lots of anchor issues at NBC over the years, hasn't there?
Yeah, but Matt's are different because Matt's are all about him being
sexual.
Yeah, a sexual predator. So
first, Washington Post whistleblower Ron Farrow,
yeah,
who outed Harvey Weinstein,
yeah,
that begat, yeah, the entire hashtag MeToo,
yeah,
movement.
This Ron guy
revealed shocking revelations,
yeah,
about Matt sexually assaulting a staffer at the Winter Olympics in 2014.
Well, see, here's the deal. And I've kind of followed this story, too. This was in Ron's book. He actually interviewed and outed the woman,
uh-huh,
who claimed all of this.
Uh-huh.
And this is the first time that it's been proven or accused.
Yes. Yeah.
That these things were less than consensual with Matt Lauer and
that
his
is true.
Staffers. So now,
true,
you know,
they're
now
using
there's
the
this
R word.
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now Page Six, mm-hmm, is reporting that Matt allegedly,
mm-hmm,
coerced a romantic affair with a well-respected NBC personality.
What?
Really? The unnamed woman claims that the relationship represented a clear imbalance of power.
Well.
And that she was made to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Oh, God.
When she left the network.
Okay, so she's not there. Whoa, we have to figure out who this is. We have to do this before tomorrow, because tomorrow it'll be out.
Now,
it'll be out tomorrow.
They're thinking the network was well aware of the issue, but I think...
You think it was Ann Curry?
I don't think so. But you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement when you leave highfalutin places.
If this is true, that means that NBC knew this was happening. They knew about this.
Yeah, that's why she had to sign it.
Who could it be? She's no longer at NBC. You don't think it's Kathy Lee, do you?
Meredith Vieira.
You know what? It might be Meredith Vieira. Mm. You know, well-respected, mm-hmm, NBC personality.
Kelly, what's her face? Kelly, hard-hitting news reporter who turned out to be a flop.
Oh, Megyn Kelly was
Megyn
her name.
Megyn Kelly.
You know what? That's a possibility, too.
Because she's not with NBC anymore, is she?
No. She left. They kind of showed her the door. I doubt that Megyn Kelly would sign an NDA if they were showing her the door. She'd say, hey, up yours. You
I'd
know,
say
NBC,
pound sand.
Right? Of course, there's a lot to be said when they're, you know,
holding
a bunch of money for you.
Yeah.
I think Matt Lauer's going to go to jail at some point. That would be like the signature thing. It's like Matt Lauer goes down. Well, I mean, you know, goes down in the jail. Well, wait a minute. I'm totally out of here. All right, well, let's get out of this. Because this is going absolutely nowhere. All right, we'll get out of here. We don't have any right or rhyme or reason to mention Halle Berry this morning, so we won't. So there you go.
She doesn't quite go in that story,
right,
does she?
She wasn't an NBC personality.
And she wasn't on Will and Grace.
No, she wasn't. All right, have a great day. See you mañana. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.